Enjoy.
At 11 p.m., according to the WMFO digital clock, you are in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. And now at 11:02, according to that very same WMFO digital clock, you are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I'm Belinda, and this is Bubbles in the Think Tank. It's 2+ of the silliest hours of radio programming imaginable on this Saturday evening. It's all the silliness you can stomach, all the silliness you can shake your stick at, and we have been double-dog-daring you since 1990. Nothing's going to stop me now, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Coming up in around about an hour, let's just call it the midnight 5 hour, it will be time for the radio obituaries. It's that time each week where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days and weeks and months. Also coming up tonight at the bottom of this hour, that's 11:30-ish to you and me. You and I are going to have a little conversation, so you'll want to stay tuned for that and just kind of find out what's going on. Until then, I'm going to be figuring out how to explain it to you right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Can anyone explain the thrill of a kiss? No, no, no.
No, no, no.
But when two eager lips are pressed against yours, you'll know, yes, you'll know.
You'll know.
Can anyone explain the glow of romance? No, no, no,
no, no, no.
But when you hear the phrase, it's you I adore, you'll know, yes, you'll know.
You'll know.
And you will find to give love is hard. Don't think with your mind, just feel with your heart. Can anyone explain the wonder of love?
Romance,
no, no,
no, no,
but now that you
got the kind of love I've never seen. Well, show me, darling, show me, darling, show me what you mean. You say you love me, you say you care, you say you miss me when I'm not there. You keep me in suspense until I want to scream. Well, show me, darling, show me, darling, show me what you mean.
To kind of throw open this time period to our audience. We'd like to do this from time to time, don't we, Ray? And just
That's
see if they have anything on their minds that they want to discuss with us, questions or problems that we might be able to help with. Anyone at all.
Hope you just try to keep the questions...
Ray?
So
can
that
I direct a question to you, Ray?
You bet.
You think if I went to the racetrack, I could make a lot of money?
Well, some people do, and some people don't. I think that it averages out pretty much that you don't, really.
Oh, your experience has been pretty good, hasn't it?
Whenever I've been to the $100 window, well, to be honest with you, I turn white as a sheet. Everything drains right down into my shoes.
I suppose when you win, you think, boy, if I'd put
That's right.
More on
Any
it.
Other questions, please? You've been drinking,
well,
sir.
Well, wait, how about...
No, come on.
Anybody else?
You
can't
here,
spend the whole time on one person. Yes, ma'am.
You're Bob.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, Bob, this question is, how many days have you been wearing that shirt you're wearing?
3 days, and the same necktie, too, ma'am.
Really?
Yes.
Well, and I see that
you know
never
how...
undo the knot. You just slide it down.
Do you know how...
The knot is this small. My goodness. How
yes.
long have you worn that tie and that knot?
Well, the tie about a week.
Oh.
The shirt 3 days.
My.
I was expecting to make a lot of money at the racetrack last week.
And, I dare say if you slide that tie off 3 or 4 more times, it'll be just about the size of a pinhead.
What will?
The tie knot.
What tie knot?
You've been drinking.
No, that
or any other
there
questions?
Is.
I have a riddle for either one of you fellas.
Yes,
either
right.
You, Bob, or you, Bert. Can I ask
his name
a riddle?
Is Ray.
Oh, hi, Ray.
Hi.
Can I ask a riddle?
Sure, go ahead, fella.
All right. What is huge, has 4 legs, a trunk, big ears, 2 ivory tusks, and entertains sometimes a tent?
A monkey?
Oh, you've heard it before.
Any more? Do we have time for just one more question or problem, maybe?
Well, I got another riddle.
Are you the same one I was just talking to?
But you won't get this one. What is 4 engines, a nose, a tail, wings, seats in it, and can fly to California in 4 hours, sometimes, with lots of people in it? Jet.
Ray, I'll give you that one. I'm stuck.
Elephant?
An elephant, sir?
Oh, you heard it.
Ray, do you think if I went to the racetrack, I could make a lot of money?
Well, I don't know, Bob. I tell you, the odds are 99% yes and 99% no. I just don't think anybody is ahead in the long run.
Well, it's kind of like the show that we're going to be on. It's either going to be a smashing success or a bomb.
Well,
it's going to be one of the two.
Just a second, Bob. I don't mean to interrupt, but you are obnoxious.
You weren't interrupting.
Is there any other questions at all?
Nope.
No.
That tie,
What tie is that?
Not the one you're wearing.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
This is about it. All the time we have for questions today. If those of you listening have any questions.
What to do? Is it her fault or am I too? and one with feather heads. Concentrate on irate heads, radiate from heads, when sated vacant heads. Glass of open water, illicit wine, and a water tractor hat.
Oh, Bella Mia, show me how you milk the cow. every time I go, psh, the milk gets in my eye. Show me how, show me how, show me how you milk the cow. Oh, Bellamia, show me how you milk the cow. Bellamia has a great big fat cow, a good looking cow, I would say. What I want to ask of her now is a favor, if I may. Show me how, show me how, show me how you milk the cow. Oh, Bellamia, oh, Bellamia, tell me please what you squeeze when the milk goes psh, psh, psh. Oh, Bellamia, show me how you milk the cow. I don't know what's the matter, I try and try and try, but every time I go, psh, the milk gets in my eye. Show me how, show me how, show me how you milk the cow. Oh, Bellamia, show me how you milk the cow. And squeeze and squeeze. Now easy, easy. What do I do with these? Show me how, show me how, show me how you milk the cow. Oh, Bellamia, show me how you milk the cow.
So what is embarrassment?
Embarrassment?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, embarrassment means being brought into a case of events that causes you to explain what has happened and how it happened, mm-hmm. and what is going to happen in the event of circumstances over which we have no control. It is, wait a minute now.
Yeah?
It is. Mm-hmm. It's very strange that we mm-hmm. cannot come right out and be explicit and so alleviate all fears of embarrassment. I don't know. What do you think I should say?
Well, you know, like, what does embarrassment mean to you?
Embarrassment, to me, is circumstances over which we have no control whatsoever.
Right.
I gotta think now for a while. Mm-hmm. It's very easy to make a statement of circumstances, but not so easy to explain how these circumstances took effect and how they were to be taken care of. I don't know what to say. Maybe you can help me here.
Okay, okay. So, have you ever been embarrassed?
I could say I have, but when and where, I can't. Many of us have been embarrassed, and when we go to think of where and when we were embarrassed, we can't think of it. When you try to stop and think of these circumstances, you're in a smog, which is the same as a fog. How to explain it? I cannot conceive of a relief. What would you say?
Well, no, I think you said it pretty well.
I cannot explain... a relief in which we can defend ourselves, and possibly you can, or can you?
I don't know. You haven't really.
You haven't given it much thought as yet. Is supper coming up pretty soon?
Yeah.
Do you think there is anyone at our supper table who could enlighten us, like any of the ladies? What's your name, Frank?
No, David. My father is Frank.
What can you add to that statement?
No, I think you covered it.
See, I'm not a solicitor, you know. That's all I can think of. If you can add a little to it, I wish you would. It's a hard subject to exemplify, and if you can help me, I would appreciate it. I can't think of anything to say. Maybe some of the ladies can. If you would read that off to them and ask them what they think, maybe they could help the cause.
No one can give you more love than me. You say you're waiting for dust to rise. last time I'm gonna try. I still want you, but I'll say goodbye. You say you're waiting for just the right one. You'll try to find me when
he let you down. When you find out I was the one, when you find out I was the one, I'll be gone.
When you find out it's gonna be pretty hard on you,
I'll be gone.
When you find out, I hope there's still something you can't do. This is the last time.
Still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. That was indeed about 30 minutes. And you and I, we made an appointment to have a conversation right about now. It's never a good thing when somebody says that you need to have a conversation. I know that. And I am not one to beat around the bush, so I'm going to cut straight to the chase and let you know that this month of January is the final month of Bubbles in the Think Tank being on WMFO. There's a variety of reasons why this is happening. not the least of which is my inability to continue doing remote broadcasting at WMFO. But let's not get bogged down in that kind of talk. Let's talk instead about the future. The simple story about the future is, I don't know what it holds. I don't have another place to go yet, but I'm working on it. Your ever-embiggening staff here at Bubbles in the Think Tank is standing up to assist in the matter as well. So we'll continue on here for a few more weeks. You know, we still have the bee's knees to do. I haven't been talking about it much just because there's been so much going on outside of the show that I haven't even scheduled it. But hey, let's call it 2 weeks from tonight. So I think that means we'll have next week the bee's knees and then the final show here at Bubbles in the Think Tank on WMFO. And then we'll find out what happens. There may be a pause. I don't know. Or we might pick up and be somewhere else immediately. But if you want to know what's going to be going on with Bubbles in the Think Tank after the end of January, you're going to want to make sure that you have joined the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group. If you've never done it before, now's the time, because that's where you're going to be able to find out where we're going to go. Unless I manage to find out before we're done with our time here at WMFO. It's just that simple. So if you have thoughts about the matter, please feel free to jump on in over there at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group that we just mentioned. Let us know what you think. Where would you like to see us end up? Do you want a change in the show? Do you want something totally different? You know, this is the time. This is the time to think about it. Tell us what you think over there anytime you feel like it, and we'll keep you posted about the progress of what's going to happen next with Bubbles in the Think Tank. It could be anything. Anything. So glad to have that off my chest now, as we turn back to trying to find some answers and solutions and explanations right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Can anyone explain the glow of romance? No, no, no. But when you hear the phrase, it's you I adore, you'll know. Your mind, just feel with your heart. Can anyone explain the wonder of love? No, no, no. But now that you and I are sharing a sigh, we know.
Increasingly clear. Francis Forward Coppola counts the favorite smeliquences of avant-garde occlusion, Rainbow Puppy. I wear my son's glasses at night, Sax Giff, and I performed, Admiral Lee. Wiffle hearts and gawinkadinks as anti-parrots show up and rain's pinafore bears. Two cots in the yard for Baba Ganoush bag. The grocery cart repair business is predicated on refer madness, gathering sweets as we head down the runway. Okay, series of prints. Spontaneous scoring, I am a note.
Mama, you taught me how to do the bop. You taught me how to boogie real slow, yeah. You taught me how to quit and you taught me how to stop. Mama, teach me one thing more, come on and teach me how to shimmy like you and daddy do. Teach me how to shimmy right so I can shimmy. Mama, there's gonna be a dance tonight. You gotta teach me double quick, yeah. And mama, if I can do it right, you know a chico's gonna steal my chick. Come on and teach me how to shimmy like you and daddy do.
That'll get it. That'll get
teach me how to shimmy so I can shimmy too.
That'll get it.
Answer. truth is enlightenment. The space fire sometimes is music, strange mathematic, rhythmic equation. The sound of thought is enlightenment. The magic light of tomorrow backwards. Others of sadness,
others of sadness.
Forward and onward,
forward and onward.
Others of gladness,
others of gladness.
Enlightenment is my tomorrow,
my tomorrow.
It has no plains of sorrow,
of sorrow.
Hereby,
hereby,
my invitation,
my invitation.
I do invite you,
I do invite you.
Be of my space,
be of my space.
A song is sound of enlightenment,
enlightenment.
Space fire truth is enlightenment. Vibration,
vibration
sent from the space,
from world, the space world,
are of the cosmos,
of the cosmos,
starry dimension,
starry dimension.
Enlightenment is my tomorrow,
my tomorrow.
It has no plains of sorrow,
of sorrow.
Hereby,
hereby,
my invitation,
my invitation.
I do invite you,
I do invite
to
you,
be of my space,
of my space world.
Hereby,
hereby,
my invitation,
my invitation.
I do invite you,
I do invite
you, be of my space,
be of my space world.
Hereby,
hereby,
my invitation,
my invitation.
I do invite you,
I do invite you,
be of my space world,
space world.
If I only knew the meaning of my dreams, if I could read the future in a plate of withered greens, if I could understand the basic plot, if I could find meaning in the structure of my thoughts, then I'd see the world as it really is, and not through a smokescreen of overarching themes, a prism of isms and shadow beam schemes. If I only knew the meaning of my dreams. Understand the basic plot, you know, and if I could find meaning in the structure of my thoughts, then I'd see the world as it really is, and not through a smokescreen of overarching themes, a prism of isms and shadow beam schemes, if I only knew the meaning of my dreams, if I only my dreams, if I only knew the meaning of my dreams.
Misery. Oh yeah. And each time I feel like
opposite side. There's one thing I wanna know. Oh, what's so funny about peace, love, and understanding? Troubled time, my spirit gets so downhearted sometimes, sometimes. So where are the strong? Who are the trusting? And where is the harmony? Sweet harmony, 'cause each time I feel it slipping away, just make me wanna cry. So what's so funny about peace, love, and understanding? Oh,
what's so funny about peace and love? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Must have peace, more peace and love. It's just for the children of the new generation. Somewhere are the strong, and who are the trusting? And where is the harmony, sweet harmony?
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. I want to thank everybody for taking that news at the bottom of the hour so well. If you weren't around for it, we let everybody know that Bubbles in the Think Tank is coming to the end of its tenure on WMFO. We've got till the end of January to figure things out. Then we're going to show up somewhere else. Don't know when, don't know where, don't know how. But we're going to do it. If you want to keep up with the story, you'll want to be sure to be a part of the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group. It's where you're going to find out the story as it develops. That's all said. We're not going to get emotional about things. We'll save that for a couple of weeks. But 2 weeks from tonight, it's going to be